Vara Sarve. Udara Sarve Vaita Jnani Tatmaiva Memakam. Ashita Sahi Yuktatma Mameva Uttamangati. Now, we are discussing in our last meeting about these four classes of men who are averse to the worship of God and four classes of men who take to the worship of God. So far, four classes of men who take to worship of God, they are recommended as Udara. Very magnanimous. Such people are very magnanimous. Sarve iti evite. Out of them, out of the four classes of men, just like this place, Pavadisthitam, inquisitive and philosopher, these four classes of men, in their bias on the background, they begin worship of God. But the distressed and the poverty stricken may give up worship of God if they are frustrated. But those who are inquisitive and philosopher, they do not give up worship of God or research working in the science of God. They do not give up. They continue. Therefore, Lord Krishna says that out of these four classes, one who is in really knowledge of the science of God and searching after the truth, he is very dear to him. Now, out of that researching scholar, the Lord says, Bhunam Janmanamante Janvan Mahama Prabhupada Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudullava. Now, this research work about the science of God has to be prosecuted for several births after birth. Monam Janmanam Ante. After many births, God realization. It is very easy, but at the same time, it is very difficult. Easy for them to accept it as truth, and those who are trying to understand by dint of his knowledge, advancement of knowledge, he has to create his faith after he finishes his research work. That takes many, many births. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. There are these different kinds of transcendentalists. They are called Taptavid. Taptavid means one who knows the absolute truth. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is said, Vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jat jnanam advayam. Tattavid, the transcendentalist, call it absolute truth, which is jat jnanam advayam, where there is no duality. In the transcendental knowledge, there is no duality. There is nothing different from nothing. Everything is on the same level. That is called, one who knows that knowledge, he is called Tattavid. Now, the Tattavid says that the supreme, absolute truth is recognized in three aspects. Brahmeti, Paramateti, Bhagavaniti, Sarvati. Brahmeti, impersonal Brahma and Paramatma, the localized super soul, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the personality of God. So, there are three angles of vision. Just like from a distant place, if you see one mountain, you will see just like something cloudy. If you advance more, the same mountain will see something green. And if you enter into that mountain, you will find so many vegetatedness, so many trees, so many animals. The objective is the same, but under different angles of vision, from distance, different people have got different conception of the absolute truth. Another example, just like the sun sign, and the sun beast, and the sun planet. One who is in the sun sign, or one who is studying the sun sign, or one who is studying the sun beast, and one who is entering into the sun planet, just like we are trying to enter into the moon planet. Similarly, you can enter into the sun planet, provided you have got the qualifications. So, in the sun sign, or in the sun disk, or in the sun planet, they are in the sun, but there are degrees. One who is in the sun sign, he cannot claim that I am in the sun planet. He cannot claim that. So, one who is in the same planet, sun planet, he is better situated than one who is in the sun sign. The sun sign is compared with the Brahman, effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. And sun beast is compared with the super soul. And the sun planet with it, that is compared with the Supreme Personality of God. Just like in this planet, you have got so many personalities. Similarly, according to Vedic literature, we understand in the sun planet also there are varieties of living entities, but their bodies are made of fire, as our body is made of earth. Similarly, their bodies are made of fire. There are five elements in the material nature: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So, in different planets, there are different atmospheres and different bodies also. Don't think that each and every planet are the same quality. No. Same quality in the sense, because these five elements are present there. Without these five elements, no material thing exists. So somewhere, the fire is prominent, somewhere the air is prominent, somewhere water is prominent, somewhere earth is prominent. So in this planet or in some other earthly planet, earth is predominant. Similarly, there are other planets also. So don't think that other planets are vacant. No. So far, basic literature are concerned. Just like modern scientists are calculating that the moon is full of dust. But according to Vedic literature, the moon is not full of dust. There are also higher living entities. And from your practical vision also, you can just understand that a lump of dust cannot be so brilliant so that it is illuminating the whole earth. It is not possible. Anyway, let the scientists go on with their own research. So far we have got information. from Vedic literature, all the planets, sun planet, moon planet, Venus, they are all full of living entities, and they have different types of body. So, as it is not impossible with certain type of qualification to enter into different types of planets, similarly, you can enter into the planet where the Supreme Lord also there. That is also possible. We will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Janti Deva Vrata Divan Pitrim Janti Pitrim Vrataha Bhuteja Janti Bhutani Madhyajim Api Ma. Those who are worshipping, qualifying themselves to enter into the higher planets, they can enter into the higher planets. Those who are trying to qualify themselves to enter into the Pitri planets, they can enter there. Similarly, those who are trying to qualify themselves to enter into the planet of the Supreme Lord, they can also enter there. So our, this process, Krishna consciousness, is to qualify ourselves to enter into the planet of Krishna, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan. Now, we have got a description of that planet, because any thing, if you want to understand, you have to hear first of all. Just like when, before my coming to your country, I had some experience by hearing, oh, America is such and such, New York is such and such, or somebody might have gone there and he explained that the climate of New York is like this. So this is by hearing. So hearing is the first experience. Similarly, if you want to get experience of the planet where God lives, then you have to hear. There is no other way. You cannot immediately make experiment. That is not possible. You cannot make experiment even on this material planet. You have no knowledge what other planets are. But you can hear from the description of the scripture. Similarly, we have got experience by hearing from applied scriptures. The Krishna law, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vrishala Shabritesu Suravi Radipalantam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sribhumanam Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhayani. So, these are the descriptions of the Krishna law. There are many books, especially this book, Brahma Samhita. There is description. The Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. Their houses are made of touchstone. In this way, the trees and the cows, they're all the house. What kind of they are? What is their quality? What profession he is engaged, all everything is there. So now here in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Krishna says that Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mahama Prapadate. There are so many transcendentalists. That means those who are trying to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. There are many different kinds of spiritual process. So, they have been analyzed into three groups. Although there are many, they have been put into three groups. What are they? The first are the impersonalists, Brahma Bhavi, impersonal Brahma. Just like the same example. In the sun sign, your eyes are dull. You do not see. If you go little over this planet, our planet, by aeroplane, and if there is full sunshine, you don't see anything except sunshine. But that does not mean there is nothing beyond sunshine. But my eyes are dazzled by the sunshine, just as during this time, you do not find the stars due to the dazzling sunshine. But you don't see that because you do not see the planets or stars during daytime, they are vanished, there is nothing. No. Similarly, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth, they first of all realize the Brahma Jyoti. In the Bhagavad Gita, I will find about the Brahma Jyoti, Brahmana Aham Pratishtha, just like the sunshine. So, the impersonalist Brahmavadi, they realize about that Brahma Jyoti. And the yogis, they realize the super soul, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Hridesha Arjuna Tishthe. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, by His plenary portions, He is situated in everyone's heart. They are sitting together. Several times they have described this. The two birds are sitting on the same tree. The two birds means one, the super soul, and other, the individual living entity. So, by yogic process, by concentrating our mind, focusing our mind to the super soul, one can experience the partial plenary expansion of the Lord, super soul. Just like in the same example can be given that the sun, at noon time, if you employ thousands and thousands of people scattered over thousands and thousands of miles away, everyone will say that the sun is on my head. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is also represented by the super soul conception. In everyone's heart, not only in everyone's heart, but even in every atom, He is represented. So that realization is a second stage. And the third stage is to realize the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Therefore, it is said here that these stages are Bahunam Janmanamante. Bahunam means after many, many, many births. Spiritual realization is not achieved in one birth. If one is fortunate, he can achieve in 1 second. He can achieve in 1 second. But generally, it takes many, many years and many, many births to realize what is God, what is actually true. That's why Krishna says that Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maam dudhabhava samanyita. I am the origin of everything. That's why Vedanta Sutra says that the absolute truth is that from whom everything is born or everything emanates. So, in the Bhagavad Gita you find, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, I am the origin of everything. So if you believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, God is everything, and if you surrender, if you worship, then the whole thing, whole account is closed in 1 second. But if you don't believe, Oh, I want to see what is actually God is, and you have to go by stages. But realization is impersonal, Brahma is effulgent, and second realization, the Paramatma. And then in the third stage, you realize, oh, really, you could be impersonal to God. So that will take time. So, but one has to continue. If one gives us the research work, just after making a two-step advance, that is not help. One has to go on. Go on. Study. Next. What is God? I shall see. This is called Jnani, Jignas, philosopher, inquisitive. So, out of those inquisitive and philosophers, if they continue this research work, what God is, then there will be a time after many, many births, bohunam, janmanam, anti. Not immediately, but after many, many births. Bhavanam Janmanante Jnanavan. Jnanavan means those who are in knowledge, not fools. Those who are actually in knowledge, Jnanavan. Jnan means knowledge. And Van means one who has got knowledge. So he is called Jnanavan. Jnanavan, Maham Prabhadate, he by the end of his research work, he finds the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is his destination. He is the root of everything. And when he understands fully by philosophical discourse, then what does he do? The Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva, the another name of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Vasudeva. Vasudeva means one who lives everywhere. He is called Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. When you understand that he is the Supreme Lord, God is the root of everything. Then what does he do? Ram Prabhupada, he surrenders. He surrenders. The surrendering process is the ultimate goal. Either you do it immediately or you do it by research work of many, many parts. But the process, the ultimate goal is that you have to surrender. That you are great, I am your servant. That is the process. So, any intelligent man can do it immediately if one understands that ultimately I have to surrender to the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord is here, personally speaking, Bhagavad Gita. So why not surrender immediately? If ultimately after many, many births I have to come to this point, to surrender, so why should I take so much trouble for many, many births? Why not immediately? So if we take up this principle, this intelligence, then God is realized in 1 second. But if you don't, then go on. This is such work for many, 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 many births. Then, but we have to come to that point. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma. Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord, Personality of God is everything. He is the root, he is the origin of everything. Janmadasya-gataha, the Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadasya-gataha, Anyaya-itata-tasya, Arthesu, Avijna, Salat. These descriptions are there. Now here, the same thing is being presented by the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, by analogous mercy to the conditioned soul. We are all conditioned souls. We are under the threefold miseries of this material world, and the Supreme Lord has given us the opportunity to get out of it by this surrendering process. you feel, take up the ceremonial passes immediately, then God realizes that he is the business for 1 second. Otherwise, I will have to go on with this research work for many, 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 many months. Then, another question is, maybe this, that is, the Supreme Personality is ultimate goal, and one has to surrender to him. Then why there are so many different processes of worship in the world? That question may be this. So that is answered here in the next verse. Kāmaśyattva hitajñāna prapadyante annadevata kāṁ kāṁ niyama asthāya prakitya niyata asthaya. There are different kinds of men under different mixture of the modes of nature, and generally they are not after liberation from this material stage. They want to gain something out of spiritual power. Just like somebody goes to a Swami, oh, Swamiji, can you give me a medicine? I am suffering from this disease. He thinks a doctor is very expensive. Let us go to a Swami who can play a miracle and my disease will be cured. Yes. Sometimes we go, and of course in your country, and such Swamis are not very easily found, but in India there are so many so-called Swamis. They go to innocent people and they preach that if you can give me 1 ounce of gold, I can make it 100 ounces. Oh, people think gold. Everyone sees how many ounces of gold I have got in my home. So all bring. So I have got 10 ounces. So give me 500 ounces. In this way, the Swami collects all the gold of the dealer, and while performing the ceremony, he vanishes. So this is our disease. When we go to a Swami, when we go to a temple, when we go to church, our heart is full with material desire. We want some material profit out of we practice yoga just to keep the health fit. That's all. That is well, for keeping your health, when you get the center of yoga, you can keep your very ordinary exercise by regulated diet and by following some health rules. There is no need of practicing yoga. But people are, because tamasattva hitajñāna, that material desire, I want to keep myself fit to enjoy life. Oh, let me take this yoga. Or let me go to the shop. Let me have a Swami as my spiritual master, order supply. So these things are going on all over. So such class of men, they worship different kinds of God with a desire, with a maturity. They have no idea how to get out of this matter. They want to use this material world to the best capacity. That is their idea. Just like in the Vedic literature, there are different recommendations. If you want to cure your disease, then you worship sun. So that is fair. Suppose if you have disease, You simply keep yourself in the samsara religious. Religious. That's a fact. So similarly, if you want to be beautiful, then you are six, seven, third form. If you want very good learning, education, then you are six, seven, third form. So there are different kinds of therefore sometimes it is misunderstood that the Hindus have many, many gods, not one god, and they are hidden. But actually, these verses is not to be god, but there are demigods, demigods. They are worship. They are not god. God is one, but they are demigods. Demigods mean that they are also living entities, just like you and me. But they have got some power. Just like here also, we worship some demigod, some government officer. He is also man like me, but he has got some power. And in order to take some advantage of the power, I worship him. I want his favor. Similarly, these kinds of worship of different kinds of gods, the Bhagavad Gita condenses. They are not required. The Lord says, kamastasya hitajnana prabuddhante annadrivata. One person does not surrender unto the supreme personality of Godhead, but they worship different kinds of gods. Why? The kamastasya hitajnana. They have lost their sense out of lust, material lust. That's because our life, this material life, is simply based on lust. We want to enjoy this world. We love this material world because I want to satisfy my senses. So this lust is a perverted reflection of my God, love of God. In my original constitution, I am made to love God. But because I have forgotten God, therefore I love matter. Love is there. Love is there. Either you love this matter or you love God. But you cannot get out of this loving property. Just like sometimes we see one who hasn't got children. He loves a cat, loves a dog. You see? Why? Because you want to love something. But in the absence of reality, he puts his faith and love into cats and dogs. So, love is there, but that love is now represented in the form of lust. And this lust, when we are baffled in the lust, we become angry. We get wrath. And when we are in wrath, then next stage is illusion. And when we are illusion, we are doomed. This process is going. So we have to invert the process. Kamastasya hitajnana. We should not be lost of all senses, influenced by the material lust. We have to invert ourselves. We have to rectify the lust into love. And if we love God, then we love everything. And without loving God, if we want to love something else, that is nonsense. You cannot love. Therefore, we find practically there is so much love between the boy and girl. And just after 2 years, divorce. Go to hell. Because there is no love. It is simply lust. We do not know what is love. Simply you are playing with lust. And the lust, as soon as you do not satisfy my senses to my satisfaction, then there is anger, or clothes, or wrath, and now then illusion, then out of wrath we give to a separate with me, I separate with you. So basically there is no love. So these people who have become the great dolls of this lust, therefore lost all senses. Tamastaste Hitabjana. Hitabjana means one who has lost his good sense. They want to watch a drink or that or drink or that, drink or that. But Tantam Yamamasaya, Prakitya Niyatasaya, and there are rules and regulations in the scriptures for worshipping many other demigods. There are rules and regulations. So why you can question why the Vedic literature recommends the worship of other demigods? Or there is necessity. There is necessity. Because people are generally they want to love something, so they are given some opportunity. These demigods are just like treated as a different officers of the Supreme Law. Just like government has got so many officers in different branches of management. Similarly, those who do not know, that is a different thing. Similarly, for this material world, there are different directors, managers. Now, just like Indra, he is controlling the clouds. Chandra, he is controlling the light. Surya is controlling the heat. So they are all government officers, or business officers. They are actually, but for we simply and this is class, this is nature, this is nature. For nature is not my father's servant. There is nature's father also, nature's master also. It's fine. In the Bhagavad Gita. Mayadhakshena prakriti ishvati satyakaram. Oh, there are rules and regulations of conducting this nature's way. So these demigods, they have some powerful officers, that's all. But they are not God. God is one. You can become, if you become so powerful, qualified, then you can become the director of the sun planet. You can become the director of moon planet. There are numerous thousands and millions of planets, and they are just like here also you select one president to control your country or any other country, or one becomes the controller of the whole earth. Similarly, there are different controllers. They are called demigods. So, kamastasya hitabjana. So, worshipping of the demigods means that gradually, when they will gradually develop into Krishna consciousness. If one is completely disobedient, then there is no chance. So obedience is taught them, just like a police officer is standing on the crossroad after he shows his hand. Oh, you have to stop. You may be a millionaire. That doesn't matter. But you have to show the respect to the policeman, because he's a government officer. If you don't, then you'll be fine. He's a petty officer. Your position may be very high, and that doesn't matter. You have to show respect. Similarly, these demigods They are officers of the supreme law. So showing respect to the constable in the street means showing respect to the God, not to that particular person. So these things are there in the Vedic. But if you want some favor from the police officer, then you are also entangled, and that police officer is also entangled. You have to go by the rules. Oh. But one who is directly in touch with the supreme law, they do not require to worship any other. Because actually, suppose a man is personally in contact with your President Johnson, that does not mean he'll disobey the concept. No. Naturally, he will obey. Although he is direct contact. Similarly, those who are in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they have no disregard for this demigod. But they know the ultimate supreme power is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have got that knowledge. So their surrender is there in the supreme law. Not here. But they are not going to show any disrespect. A real devotee, he does not show any disrespect even to the ant, and what to speak of the demigod. Because he is in knowledge that every living entity is part and parcel of the supreme law. They are playing different parts only. So in relation to with the supreme law, they are all my respected. Therefore, devotees talk to address all his contemporary as Prabhu. Ah, my dear sir, my dear Lord. That is the position of Krishna consciousness. They are not haughty. They are very submissive. They have 26 qualifications of a factual devotee of the heart. They are very kind, they are very obedient, they are sober, economic, everything, all good qualifications. Yashasi bhakti bhagavat akintana sarvajanai tattra samasatasya. One, if he becomes the devotee of the heart, all good qualities, authorities will be developed. Because he is good by nature, a living entity, is a perfect soul. But due to the contamination of the lust, he has become Jesus. He has become Jesus. By nature, he is not Jesus. He is perfect. Because he is part and parcel of the gold. He is gold. By outward covering, he has become something nonsense. So, this is the process we are trying to begin to live in the modern society, Krishna consciousness. Yes. That will make us all perfect, happy, and after leaving this body, we shall enter into the kingdom of God, where there is eternal life, bliss, and full knowledge. Thank you very much. If any person...